CII Broadcasting presents Submission 1432. Produced and directed by Imran Ismail. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك.
Every praise, all power, every blessing belongs to you and you alone. I did not come here on my own, but I was brought here by you. My call of labaik, I am present, echoes my desire. Accept me as yours, and you become mine. O Allah, if you are mine, the world will belong to me. If you are not mine, even what belongs to me will make me restless.
I stood in the corner in the airport, watching the masses of the people. Different emotions urged in their faces as parents parted from their children. Tears were shed and the last glance thrown over the shoulders as they walked away. Others looked frantic and clutched tightly into their passports. Some remained calm, sitting in a quiet spot making zikr, and others were in little groups making dua with their loved ones. It was a Hajj season, and the airport would be full of Muslims for a good few weeks. I scanned the crowd for his face, but once again, my heart settled like lead. He wasn't here. I decided to get some coffee while waiting for my time of departure.
Hey, watch it. Sorry, man, this guy behind me pushed me. Oh, maaf, did I make you spill your coffee all over your kurta?
It's okay, I am going to change into ihram before my flight, so it's all cool, don't worry.
You're changing now? That's a bit early.
I was debating whether to get into it now or at Jeddah, but I guess you made my decision easy.
You know what, let me get you another cup of coffee.
Well, I sure won't say no to that.
There you go, I'm Naeem, by the way.
I'm Ibrahim, nice to meet you, Naeem. First Hajj?
No, I think this is about the 8th. I lost count.
Oh, okay. You going alone?
Nope, with my parents. That's them in the corner. We go for Hajj like every second year since I was a teenager.
How old are you then?
I'm 24, and you? Where's your family? Not going with you?
Oh, no, I'm going alone.
I noticed that his expression changed when I asked him about his family. Suddenly it was as if he just closed up. Repeatedly, I saw his eyes search through the crowds and come back to our table, full of sadness. Who or what was he looking for?
Naeem, jazakallah for the coffee. Much obliged, my brother. I need to get to the bathroom and sort out my ihram. Assalamu alaikum, and I hope you have a Hajj mabrur.
This Naeem, do you have all our things with you? Apruhandu chair.
Yes, I do, Auntie Zora.
I don't understand why we had to come to the airport when we have so many things to do before we leave for Hajj next week.
But you too, Rashida, ketli wakatta ne kewano, huh? How many times must I tell you that the agent said we need to come to meet him here to sort out our visas, you know? Because he's hardly at the office.
Take it easy, both of you. I hope I don't have to play referee for the entire Hajj duration. Oh, where's our agent? You all sit here, I'll go speed team. Oh no, man, he's busy with someone.
He doesn't look busy. Look, he's fighting now. Just go interrupt him, otherwise we'll wait here till Qiyamah.
الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله.
The months of Hajj are well known. If anyone undertakes that duty therein, let there be no obscenity, no wickedness, no arguing in the Hajj, and whatever good you do, be sure Allah knows of it.
Listen, yes, Ajit bhai, I told you, I need the extra money from you, then we can sort things out.
But I don't have that amount of money. The last time you told me that I can go for this amount. Now you want extra. I will stay in the cheapest hotel, eat simple food. Just please give me my visa.
Uncle, you're not going anywhere with your stubbornness. Hey, your bro is rich. Ask him to help you out with a few grain. And repay him when you have the money. What's so hard?
I can't do that. It took me 10 years to save this money. Please do something.
You know what? Come see me on Wednesday at the office. You're finishing my head here. I got enough things to sort out. Why you want to even apply to go first when you don't have the money?
Assalamu alaikum.
Oh, Tasneem, you came for your visas. Here's yours, your mommy and your aunties. See you next week, okay?
Next!
Watch out.
Oh, sorry, I didn't see you yet.
Yeah, seems like my day for bumping into people. Can I give you a hand with that?
Jee, Jazakallah. You're already in Ihram. You're so lucky.
You came to drop off some family?
No, I came to talk to my agent. I'm having visa issues. For the last 10 years, I've been saving to go for Hajj. Now, when I can afford the minimum, they tell me I need more. The last I saw Kaaba was in 70s. How I want to go again?
He looked despondent, and I could hear the absolute longing in his voice. Then I found myself saying, why don't you give me your name and your number, and I will see what I can do for you. How about that, yeah?
You're so kind. What's your name? Mine is Sajid Bhai. They all call me Haji. Though I only went once.
I'm Ibrahim. Inshallah, maybe because that was an accepted Hajj. How many people go repeatedly and never get an accepted Hajj? Here's a pen and paper, brother.
Shops before we go home.
What do you need now?
I just need to go and meet my friend, man.
Can't you go some other time?
It'll just take 2 minutes, man. Jawade.
Go, Auntie Zora. We'll wait.
Okay. Oh, don't. Bare minute, Kali. Okay?
Mom, take it easy with Auntie Zora. You can't keep on being at each other's throats.
Yeah, take your auntie's part. Jawade, forget all that now. You know Khairun from next door. She has a damn cheek to give me a bayan about how our Hajj won't be accepted because we're not going with a mahram. I put her in a place. I told her to go find out her Shafi maslas from any molana. She felt so bad when she came to know that Shafi woman can go for Hajj without a mahram.
She must have forgot that we are Shafi and the rulings are slightly different.
Oh, here's a beggar. Tasneem, go buy him a loaf of bread and give him. I didn't take out my sitka for today. Dear ma, here's the money.
Your ability to switch topics and moods never fail to amaze me, ma'am. I wish I could be as generous as you. I don't know when last I gave charity.
I'm very generous like that.
ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين وآتى المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين وفي الرقاب وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا.
Piety is not that you turn your face towards the east or the west, but pious is the one that believes in Allah, the last day, the angels, the holy books and the prophets, who gives wealth in spite of loving it to his relatives, the orphans, the destitute, travelers, beggars, and to free the slave, and he establishes salah and gives zakah.
Allahu Allahu ya Rabbi ya Allah, Allahu ya Rabbi ya Allah.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله محمد رسول الله
Hello? Gee, I'm on my way home. No, I didn't get by motor, eh? It is disheartening. But Allah's hukam, I won't lose hope. Gee, what work you got for me? Okay, I'm coming. I will go home later. Okay? Assalamu alaikum. In my heart, I talked to Allah. I knew that He had a plan for me and that I was just not wise enough to see it. I'm old now and one of the things I'm living for is to see Baitullah again. Why for the past decade it wasn't happening? I'm sure there was a reason. The good news was Bhai Mota had an odd job for me. He didn't tell me how much he was going to pay me, but I hope it would be the amount the agent wanted for my visa. Suddenly my day seemed better. My thoughts drifted to the kind black guy I met at the airport.
Hey Ibrahim, how are you again? Now I'm convinced you're stalking me.
Looks like we are going to be neighbors for the next 7 hours. I hope a rich Jeddah would no coffee on my ihram.
Haha, I'll try my best not to be clumsy.
Yeah, let me put your bag overhead.
So where are you from? You don't sound South African.
I'm from America, brother.
I lived in America for a while. Whereabouts do you live?
Orange County originally. Then I moved to LA. Where did you live? Were you studying there?
Something like that. Just was like a gap year. I lived in New England.
Cool. I had some family out there. Spent my childhood summers there. Which district in New England were you at?
Oh, I'm sure you wouldn't know it. My mom's calling me. Be right back. My mom, she can be embarrassing at times. She called me to ask me to give you this. She hands out kitabs like Father Christmas dispensing sweets.
Oh, that's nothing to be ashamed of. That's kind of her. What's this book, The Virtues of Hajj? Let me see what it says. How true. It says here, for the beneficial matters, we never seem to have enough money. But for movies or weddings, even the poor can come up with the money.
What does that have to do with Hajj?
That's why the book was kept concise, to keep the selling cost down. I love this ayah. وَعَزِّ النَّاسَ فِي الْحَجِّ. And announce the Hajj amongst the people.
So why do you love it?
After Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam rebuilt the Kaaba with his son Ishmael, and then Allah commanded him to call people to come for Hajj. Bear in mind that this was like no man's land. There were no people there. It was an empty desert.
So how was he going to invite people over?
Exactly what he wondered himself. He wondered, was his voice going to reach the people? Allah told him, you make the announcement. We will make sure that the message reaches. So he stood on Mount Safa and he called out every person this time to perform Hajj. Even those who were yet to be born replied, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik.
But how is that possible? Come on.
Naeem, my son, I noticed you listened to your iPod earlier. The voices of what you listening to belongs to someone in other country, possibly even dead. Yet you can still hear them. So how is what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did and the reply not possible?
I kind of get what you're saying. Like when I scream at the TV when my team is playing like losers. They're far away and they can't hear me, but I see what they're doing and react. Nice. Hey, where's the dude that's supposed to be sitting with us? Everyone else is on board.
I think that's him running down the aisle right now.
Assalamu alaikum. Naeem,
you. From all the planes and the airports in the world, did you have to be sitting on the one I'm on? You still alive?
I thought I left you for the dead. I thought I left you for the dead.
Cast of Submission 1432. Zora played by Selma Vahed, Rashida by Rizia Razak, Tasneem by Tasneem Ismail, Sahal by Suleiman Musa, Naeem played by Muhammad Iqbal Zulay Rafiq Shakur Saleh, Omar by Muhammad Rais Jada, Ibrahim by Muhammad Yusuf Dawood, The Agent by Wasim Mia, Ashraf by Imran Ismail, and Sajid by Sajid Qazi.